In the small city of Prostějov in the Czech Republic, researchers want to restore a Jewish cemetery that was destroyed during the Nazi occupation, but they've run into some fierce local opposition. My BBC colleague Rob Cameron, who's based in Prague, reported the story.
Well, when you walk around Prostějov, there are certainly traces of what was once a very, very vibrant Jewish community. You can see a large building that was once the main synagogue. Opposite that is another very large building, again another big synagogue. All that has gone. Those buildings are now churches. One of them is now part of the town hall where you go to pay your parking fines. But a short distance from the city centre, you come across a very modest, very well-maintained city park, crisscrossed with paths, and it's also really a kind of access route to a very large school. So when you walk around there, all you see are people pushing prams and children going to school or coming out of school. But this was once the old Jewish cemetery of Prostějov, where the remains of almost 2,000 people still lie underneath.
I know there's a man, Tomáš Jelínek, who used to be head of Prague's Jewish community. You write that he has a mission. What is it?
Well, he is trying to recover the tombstones that were once featured in this graveyard. What happened was that the city's ethnic German mayor in 1943, the year after Prostějov's Jewish community had been deported and sent to the death camps, he bought the space from the Reich authorities and the cemetery was razed. The tombstones were broken up. The more valuable ones apparently were sold off and the less valuable ones were just sort of handed out as building material to people in Prostějov and the villages around it. And what Tomáš Jelínek is trying to do is recover those lost gravestones.
And is he a resident of Prostějov?
He's not. He's from Prague, and he basically makes this journey every few weeks and months when people contact him to say, look, my backyard is paved with Jewish tombstones, or people find them in cellars and propping up chicken coops and just lying around in their gardens. So he's going through this very, very painstakingly slow process of responding to these calls and emails and then trying to recover the stones.
But you report that he's being met with very strong local opposition. Why?
Well, he basically represents an American foundation which is funded by a rabbi, I believe, in New York. And what they want to do is simply to rehabilitate, I suppose is the right word, this little park, not to restore it as a functioning cemetery or to bring all the stones back and try and recreate it. Not at all. All they say is it's a place of remembrance for us. These kids are walking to school over the bodies of almost 2,000 people. All we want to do is somehow demarcate it and perhaps put some of the stones that we've recovered, because they haven't recovered many, only about 36, back in one corner of the cemetery. But there's been a huge, huge chorus of disapproval.
What's behind the disapproval?
Essentially, there have been a number of campaigns suggesting that the Jewish community, you know, American Jews, American rabbis wanted to come in and wall off the entire park and prevent access to the school and build a brick wall around what was once the cemetery, etc., etc. None of which is true. In the end, 3,000 local people signed a petition against this plan and the town council just got cold feet, and they said, actually, no, we're putting this whole project on hold. Until then, they had been vaguely supportive. But as soon as that happened, as soon as they realized the depth of the local opposition, however misinformed it was, they got cold feet and decided, no, you know what, we'd rather not get involved.
The thing I'm puzzled about is that all around Eastern Europe, there are programs to rebuild Jewish cemeteries that were vandalized during the war. I mean, you can visit cemeteries in Poland, Ukraine, Serbia. Do you find the Czech Republic kind of different and less inclined to celebrate its Jewish history?
Absolutely not. No, I would say quite the opposite, actually. I think that in general, the Czech Republic is one of the least anti-Semitic countries in this region. And certainly big cities, Prague, Brno, Mikulov, Olomouc, Ostrava, certainly go to great lengths to celebrate the country's Jewish past. But what I would say, I think what's happening in Prostějov is not so much the fact that it's Prostějov. I think it's more a signal of the general rise of something quite disturbing in this whole region, where you do see some rather sort of unreconstructed attitudes emerging again. There is certainly a very sort of provincial and xenophobic tinge to some of the debate that is being had in this part of the world, especially in this country. I think the local people are as hostile to Muslim refugees as they are to rabbis from New York. It's just the general zeitgeist, I think, that's really at the heart of this.
The BBC's Rob Cameron in Prague. He was telling us about efforts in the Czech Republic to restore a small Jewish cemetery that was destroyed by the Nazis.